White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California. April 8, 1907. Dear Emma and Edson, I address you both because by the time this reaches you, Edson will shortly be at home. I am very glad that Edson can transfer his work to Mountain View. The climate there I consider good, and I shall be pleased to have you so near us. Then, with but little outlay of means, you and our family can meet. If Sister McDearman's health will permit, she can move to Mountain View. Jones is very desirous that Edson's work shall blend with ours, and he thinks that by this move, both will be advantaged. This may not be brought about at once, but I think we will all be benefited if it is done as soon as it consistently can be. I trust, Emma, that your health will improve. Do not worry, and do not try to do work that will tax your strength. Be of good courage in the Lord. Jesus lives to make intercession for you. Cast your cares and worries upon the great burden-bearer. He cares for the souls whom he has bought with the price of his own blood. The Lord has heard prayer in your behalf. May he guide you continually. I should be very pleased to visit with you. Your new home must be a pleasant one, but the climate there is not a suitable one for you, and you must not endanger your health. If Edson moves, he must be near a printing establishment in order to work to advantage. He should be where he does not have to spend time and money in going from his home to a distant printing office. W. C. White has his house well filled at present. Nora and Margaret, the sisters of May White, are with them, and the husband of Margaret, Mr. Forga, from Peru. Brother Forga is studying the English language. We think he will be able to translate my writings into the Spanish, for he is an educated man and one who fears God. We believe that it is in the providence of God that he has been brought into connection with the work here. Mabel and her husband Wilford Workman were over for a few days. Mabel's husband is a sincere Christian. He is an intelligent young man and is highly appreciated in the school at Healdsburg. He is carrying responsibilities in the school, and Mabel is acting as matron. They fill their positions nicely, and the school faculty is desirous of having them serve another year. It is probable that they will do this, for they want to accomplish all they can and be useful in the work of God. We have reason to be thankful that Mabel has a good and noble man for her husband. He is kind and attentive, and worthy of our appreciation. Doris Robinson is much appreciated as a helper in my work. He is becoming an excellent speaker and will soon be in the ministry. He would have been in the field before this, but we have needed his help in my work. He reports my discourses and writes them out. Ella was a successful teacher before their marriage, and since their marriage, they have both taught school, Doris taking the older scholars and Ella the younger. They were asked to remain in the schoolwork, but we needed their help in preparing my writings for the press. We feel so thankful to see these young men fitting themselves for places in the work. W. C. White is glad that he does not have to worry over the young men who have married his daughters. Henry and Herbert are now 11 years old, and Grace is nearly 7. They are all apparently well. I am very desirous of seeing you, but I will wait patiently the opening of Providence that will bring us together. If you settle at Mountain View, it will be a pleasure to you to renew your acquaintance with Sister Jones. After so long a separation, you will enjoy associating together again.